Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of June 28th, 2026. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, it can be many different things like we're experiencing right now, but we're just going to say not today, Satan, because he's going to have no dominion over this interview because I have a wonderful, gifted child of God back on the show. And as I said a few minutes ago, in life, we can't do redos, but on this show, we can because week before last, Miss Anastasia Tolstikova was on the show and we couldn't hear her. And it was just too good. It was just way too good. So we've got her back on from Brooklyn, New York. How are you doing?
Hi, Greg. And hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me on again. I feel so special to be here, second time in the month. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Well, I love what you're doing. I love your, first of all, I love who you are, and that's a child of God.
Amen.
And secondly, I love what you're doing with the gift that God has given you. And thirdly, talking about that gift, I absolutely love the music. And we'll get into that in just a little while on the show. But I've told you before, you were just amazing. You're one of many of the artists on this show. And it's just a God-given gift that you can walk into a room, Anastasia, in a dark room and be the light.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Greg, for such kind words. Thank you. I'm honored. I'm so grateful for this ministry. You know, I just feel like music is the reason why I'm on this earth. And it really gives me meaning. I feel alive. You know, I come alive when I worship. So during those moments when I can pray, you know, I can praise God, I can worship, I can pour out my heart in these songs, like I feel like I'm doing what I was born to do.
Well, we learned the first time we interviewed, and I really thought about it this last week and a half. We talked about your travels in life and how you grew up to the age of 17 in Ukraine, and your family moved, and we talked about how tough of a transition that was. And now I want to talk about that, but what was life like those first 17 years in Ukraine? And I wanted to ask that because it's a very hot subject in the news right now, and what's going on in the world, what's going on between, you know, Ukraine and Russia. Mm-hmm. Which I don't understand, because Russia could squash most countries really easy. And it's almost like they're firing firecrackers back and forth at each other. And I don't mean to say that lightly, because people are dying and people don't need to be dying. But what was it like for you those first 17 years?
Thank you, Greg. Yes, for me, transitioning here was difficult. Also, living in Ukraine, it was pretty wonderful, I would say, especially as a child in my childhood. I didn't understand the difference between Ukraine and Russia so distinctively, because I was born in Zaporizhia, and Zaporizhia is a Russian-speaking city.
Okay.
So I grew up speaking Russian. I knew I was in Ukraine. I was aware that I'm Ukrainian, not Russian. But for me, I didn't differentiate it so much until I became about 12, 11. We moved closer to Kyiv, closer to the capital. Everybody was speaking Ukrainian, so it was more distinctively Ukrainian. And then by the time I went to college, I was 15, civil unrest started to happen. It became evident that the war maybe coming, something is going on here. Mm-hmm. Russia is trying to take over, Russia is trying to invade, and we are independent country. We have been independent since, you know, since the Soviet Union broke apart. And yeah, it's just been really difficult since. And that's why my parents decided to move. They decided that even though it's not the best way and not the best time for me to move, per se, and for my brother, they still decided to go to America because they tried to save, you know, save us.
Now, you mentioned that you sang at church growing up in Ukraine. What was church like?
Well, church was interesting. Church was an interesting place. I grew up in church. I was born. My grandmother, my dad's mom, she was just newly saved, just freshly a couple of years. So she was on fire for God. She was on fire for Jesus. And I grew up with her for 7 years. And I just remember we always were in church. We were always going and visiting cancer patients. We were always on fire for Jesus, just evangelizing. I don't remember church so much, church settings, but I just remember presence of God and Jesus in my life since I was a real small baby.
See, that's awesome to hear, because that's something that we wouldn't know. If you know, from the news now, we would never know that Jesus was spoken there.
Mm-hmm.
Which that is really cool that seed was planted and prayed over for you, your family, in a foreign country.
Yes, because when Soviet Union broke apart, that's when a lot of evangelists from America, from the States, they started coming here and doing this revival services. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people encountered Christ that way. And that's why I say my grandma was also newly saved, because my dad, when he was 18, he was in those services and he accepted Christ. And that's how his family also accepted Christ, through those revival services.
Well, that is, what a neat story. And then you move, like you said, your parents, they knew something was coming. And that is also how parents shelter their children, but not only shelter, they love them so much, as your parents did you and your brother, to pick you up and take you from harm. And it wasn't just a move 20 miles down the road, or, hey, we're going to go move with our grandmother, or I've got an uncle 50 miles away, we're moving. No, they took you to another country. They brought you to America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were, let's go across the ocean.
What was your first thought when you heard that?
You know, I was kind of excited. Excited, definitely. It's a big deal to move to America, and it's a great opportunity not everybody gets. But at the point of a life where I was, it was excitement, but it also was not a good time for me to move. I didn't really want to move. It's like I wanted to, but also I didn't want to, because I was 17 years old. That's not what I envisioned for my life, you know. And coming here, I was just hit with reality of things, that I don't speak English. I am fighting with my parents. I'm 17. I don't want to do, you know, what they want me to do. And it was just not what I expected whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It was just way too much for me to bear.
Yes, we talked about how tough of a language barrier it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you moved to a pretty tough place too. See, if you'd have come down south, you know, here in you're in Alabama where everybody waves at everybody. Everybody says either hello or they say howdy. It might have been a little easier, but it's tough up north. I know because my family's from up north and their normal tone of talking, they sound rude, but they're really not. It just comes across that way.
Well, I kind of thought that people here are pretty nice. Mm-hmm. It's just that I couldn't understand them. And I feel like kids are rude everywhere, you know?
Yes.
Teenagers, it doesn't matter which state, which country. But I remember distinctively that I thought that people, when I moved, people were nicer than in Ukraine. Okay. Even in grocery stores, like if I bump into somebody at the grocery store, they would be nice. They were like, oh, excuse me. In Ukraine, if you bump into somebody, they're like, watch where you're going. Mm-hmm. Still, but kids, it was definitely difficult to make friends because there was a language barrier. It was difficult to connect with people and just to understand and to fit in those aspects. It was hard.
How long did it take you to where you could communicate, where you were learning English to be able to be okay going out, you know?
Well, I think I was kind of trying to be okay because there were some ESL kids, English second language. Mm-hmm. We kind of like try to communicate through our app, through our Google Translator. I was always like out. I had to be in school, so I was with people. And then I was a rebellious kid. Like me and my parents, we were fighting. We were fighting since I was about 12 years old in Ukraine. So here I was 17. I already had so much enough of my parents. So I ran away from home as soon as I turned 18. I ran away from home. And then, so I was on my own since I was 18 years old. So it's like, I remember already living with my boyfriend and already working. And I couldn't understand half of what my boss was asking me to do. And like one time I got fired and I was already a waitress. One time I got fired. He was like, You don't understand what I'm saying. And he was screaming at me like, you don't understand nothing. What are you even doing here? You know? So it's like, I just always pushed through. Like I didn't wait till I was comfortable. I just wanted to do what I want to do and just straight on.
Well, see, the Lord used that, didn't he?
Yes.
Because yeah. That's because you're doing exactly that right now. Because, you know, when we come back, we'll talk about it. We'll leave it for when we come back. Okay. So we'll be right back with Anastasia Tolstikova right here on Rock the Flock. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us because technology is cool, how we can connect. I remember watching a movie called Total Recall and Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it and they had video up on the wall where they were talking to somebody. And I remember watching it way back in the day and thought, that is so cool. Well, we're doing that so cool with Anastasia right now. calling in from, how'd you like me tying that on Arnold Schwarzenegger movie into this show? I told you this show's crazy.
This is the coolest thing.
Well, Miss Anastasia, we ended the last part where you were talking about you were fired as being a waitress because you couldn't understand. But I liked what you said. I liked the way you said it. You didn't cower down. You put your head down. You kept going forward.
Yeah.
Because that is that's what the Lord wants us to do. But you weren't quite doing it for the Lord, but you didn't know that he was, oh man, you were just in, he had you in some deep training ground right then.
Mm-hmm. I think it's me just being a rebellious kind and also me desperately needing a job because to live on my own, I would have to make money and to live independently, you know. As much as I can, I would need to go to work. And I just saw myself as a waitressing. This is how I'm going to make money, because I, after graduating school, I did not want to go to college. I didn't see myself as I would be able to ever go back to college, because in Ukraine, I did music. I went for 1 year. It didn't work out. So here, I kind of gave up on it. I was like, okay, if I cannot do music, then I don't want to do anything else. I'm just going to go be a waitress. I'm going to make money, and I'm going to live this adult life, you know, play house with my, at that time it was boyfriend. But I just didn't know. Nothing could stop me. I got fired from one job. I cry. Then I go get another job. Then I get fired from that job until I learned English eventually. And then I would just, it was just a lot of new jobs.
But God was working, and he helped you overcome it.
Yes. So not even thinking that God is working, you know, he helps me overcome it. But now looking back, I'm like, yes, God kept me safe in all those situations. He kept me alive. He kept me fed. Somehow he still kept me when I was completely against it. You know, Greg, when my grandma died around 7 years old, and I remember just my fire started fading away little by little, you know, kids at school asking me, oh, like, what is this Jesus thing? Like, what is this? You're going to church? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, honestly, like, my parents, like, go to church, you know. And then when I was a teenager, my mom, we would go to church and I would sing in the choir. I would kind of enjoy it. But then the more my mom pursues me to do it, the more I feel pressured, the less I want to do it, you know. And the less I want to do it, the more she's pressuring me. And me being so rebellious as a teenager, I completely just so rebelled against it that I didn't want to do nothing with it. And here, when I came here to America, I felt a sense of nothing. None of that matters. None of you matter. In fact, nothing matters. My life, it felt like it was completely wiped away, wasted away. And now I'm going to start afresh. I'm so lost. If God really existed, he would have never allowed this to happen to me. I just felt like it was a betrayal. And I completely rebelled against God. You know, I was like, God doesn't exist. And if God exists, then I don't want a God like this. Leave me alone. I want to do my thing. And I was just living against God, you know, against God, and openly too.
Well, I'm glad all that changed.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, carrying bitterness and anger for so many years and just being caught up in so many situations and then developing major depression, major alcoholism, drug addiction. I was just really, every year it was getting worse and worse and worse. I remember in 2018, I'm walking around like just, and I can feel, and I can kind of hear like in my heart, like, you know, I exist. You know, I exist. How can you keep running away from me? And at that moment, I got so even angrier. And I was like, no, how dare you speak to me like this? Leave me alone. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then COVID happened and I moved to the city. And then somehow God, you know, God loves you when you don't love him back. When you hate God, he still loves you and he's still out to get you and he will not let you be. Like, I could just never be. I could never have a happy life. I could never achieve any success. Anything good I get, glimpses of anything good, it will all break away because I just couldn't handle life because I was always so mixed up with all this drug abuse and like alcoholism and my depression. Like, anything good I get in my life, I completely mess it up almost immediately, any chance that I get in life. And so I really think that because I was so sad, you know, God wouldn't let me rest. He just wouldn't let me. And it's like, but then he would never let me, like, my parents, although we didn't talk for a long time, sometimes they would reach out and they would say, you know, if you're still alive, God, it means that God giving you another chance at life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so eventually in 2022, I took that chance. I believed that there was another chance for me. And I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior for real. Like when he redeemed me, when he saved my life in 2022, I started feeling slowly, but I started feeling that same love that I had for him when I was little. You know, when I was a little kid, when me and grandma were walking around just on fire for Jesus, that's how I'm feeling now. I'm just like, I feel that pure love for Christ, you know, where I choose him. I don't want to choose a drink anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to choose a relationship anymore. I don't want to chase anything besides God, you know?
Well, we can see that now because people that connect with you over your social media platforms, what you're doing, we can hear that passion in your music. So I thank the Lord. And you know, like you said, he never left you. He was always knocking at the door because he had left the 99
mm-hmm.
to get the one. He was coming to get you.
Yeah. And he never gave up on me. He never said, okay, you know what? I've tried this many years. That's enough. Or he never said, okay, this is way too much. You've definitely crossed the line here. Now you're doomed. You're done. I'm on to the next. He mm-hmm. never said that. He never gave up on me. He still stretched out his hand unto the point where, you know, Greg, like I almost went to jail one night in 2022. And then when I came out, my boyfriend at the time, he's looking at me, he's like, his face changed. He's like, you know that God wants you back. You know, that's not what he intended for you. The fact that you're still standing out here right now, it means mm-hmm. that God has another life for you. And he was not Christian. He was completely against God. I feel like his face changed when he was saying that. And he said, you need to go find a church. Your mom is asking you to come to church. Go to that church, he said. And I was like, what are you saying? And then the next day, he didn't remember when he said that. He was like, I would have never said that, you know? So I took it like, oh, this is what's God talking to me, you know?
Wow. See, I knew. After we had that first interview, there was a lot more. This is really cool.
That's why the sound didn't work, because I remember when we got off the phone and I'm standing and I'm thinking, I didn't share enough. I didn't share my testimony.
And that it's, wow, it has everything in it. It has, but the thing I love the most about all of it is, you know, first God's love, like you said, he never gives up. And then your parents never gave up, because now I've connected with your mom on social media.
Wow.
And you have an amazing mom. And I can tell why and who you are. It's because your parents love too.
And yes, my parents, they love me so much. Sometimes it's overwhelming, you know, sometimes overwhelming, but I do appreciate it now, looking back at it, you know, and imagining myself as a parent, how would I act also, and then them having me so young, you know, I'm their first kid, and they have never been children before. Oh, I mean, they've never had children before me, but I don't know, they do love me so much.
And isn't that good to know that when you wake up in the morning, when you get up, and like I say, every day we wake up because we have purpose in our life. We still have, God still has purpose when we open our eyes and we take that first breath that we know we're breathing. It's because God has purpose. And then two, it's good to know that you have a family that loves you, because there's so many people that don't have that. But for those people, they have to lean on the Lord, because he's enough. He, like you said, he is enough.
So true, so true. I've lived that life where I thought my parents hated me. Since 12 years old, I thought my parents hated me. And until I accepted Christ, and it just, I thought my parents still hated me. You know, it just for a long time, I just thought that I didn't have any parents, you know. And now looking back at it, I'm like, okay, I see they did actually love me, just not in the way that I expected to be loved.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's dive into music, because we have barely spoken about that, which is kind of neat, because this has been a really good talk.
Okay, I'm excited. Thank you, Greg. Let's do
all
that.
All right. We'll be back with Anastasia Tolstikova right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, listening online at 897WJHO.org, or once again, your favorite podcast popped up on your phone. You got a notification that there's a new podcast, and it's Rock the Flock. You won't be disappointed this week, because Miss Anastasia Tolstikova is back on the show. And back with revenge. She has come out swinging in this interview and swinging for the Lord. And that's what I love. You know, it. A lot of people, Anastasia, we all go through things in life. But you said it. That even when we don't love God, or even when we turn away and we do something that he wouldn't approve of, he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves us so much that he sent his son to this earth as a, why would you want to send somebody to the filth? A place that you already flooded because it was filthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it probably wasn't the best, but you love us so much, you send your son here to die on a cross,
mm-hmm.
to be accused of something he didn't do, but went to the cross to bear our sin. And rise 3 days later to give us eternity with him, to wipe away our sin and give us eternity. And he can, Anastasia, he did it in your life. He can do it in anyone's life.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. Look, he came, he loved us before we could ever love him. He died for us before when we hated him. He loved us already, and we didn't have to make a first step towards him. We didn't have to act right. We didn't have to do anything to deserve this. Like, there's nothing that we did to deserve it ever, mm-hmm. and nothing we can ever do. Salvation is not given by works. It's given solely by grace. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so nobody can perish. Like, there is not a person who God's like, oh, so I'm gonna make you for hell and I'm gonna make you for heaven. He made so nobody perish.
Amen. Amen, sister. That's awesome.
Praise God.
See, I want to go to heaven, and my prayer is I want to be an angel. I want to come back and protect. I want to be one of those angels.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I've asked God for it. People can laugh about that or not, but you know, that's what I've asked for.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to be part of his army.
Wow, Greg, but you get to be a part of his army now. Look at what you're doing. Look at what the ministry that you're doing. And it's even more, I don't know if it's more impactful or not than angels, but look, you are doing something so special that no angel can do already while living right now. God has given you ministry. God has given you a voice, a channel to speak about his love. And look at your ministry, how you can connect people. Like, what angel can really do that? You know, what you're doing is already so special and so wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Well, talking special, we're going to talk about your music ministry now, because all that past that we've been talking about was the fuel to ignite this.
Yes, yes, let's do that, because music doesn't make any sense until you understand why somebody wrote it, you know, a whole meaning behind it.
Well, you write, you produce, you really do, because you have software technology to be able to put songs together. Mm-hmm. You do Christian EDM.
Yes.
And if people don't know what that EDM is, all the Gen X people, you know what house music is. So it is the new form, the new way of saying house music is EDM, and that's electronic dance music.
Yeah.
So we have to teach all the Rock the Flock listeners a new term. But I love it, because it's not the typical, I told you before, you and DJoy and Kingdom Revival, it's not the typical house music that like we listen to. The Gen Xers when we were teenagers and early 20s. It's not. And it's different. And like Kingdom Revival, like DJoy, and like you, Anastasia, your EDM music is different because of the message that's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's pretty cool to be mixing for the Lord. That has to be really neat. You know, when you can see the computer and say, hey, let me put this in, and hey, let's put this beat in for the Lord. And then I'm gonna speak this psalm over it. And that is just too cool.
Mm-hmm. For sure. You know that I really just loved house music. I really loved EDM, although I wasn't really a big raver. Like, I never went to raves per se, but I just loved to listen to it. It was just something that I could dance to at work, like at home, because I used to be a waitress, so there's always just house music, something, and I just love to dance. But when I came to Christ, I just really wanted to be set apart. I wanted to be holy, you know, for the Lord. And when I listen to songs like these, when they talk about, you know, relationships, we talk about their, you know, stuff, that I don't want to be filled with that. Although I like the music, I don't like what it's doing to my heart. So I completely put it down. I stopped listening to it. I only listen to worship songs exclusively. I wanted to be filled with God, with God's word. And then when I was asking God, please give me a song. Give me a song. Like, I used to write, I went to music school. I used to write songs when I was younger. Now I have been Christian for 3 years. I've been going to church. I singing on the choir. I'm singing on the worship team. God, give me a song. I know that I used to write. He gives me a song. And then I realized that I don't want to produce songs with my piano. And I'm like, wait a minute. And then there's a way. I found this Suno AI that I can make house music. And that was just like, I felt like it was godsend. I was like, this is a way how I can produce my music, because I have a vision. I have an ear. I understand what I want to make. I don't have money to go to a beat maker. I don't have $20,000 to spend on the beat. Mm-hmm. But God gave me technology. How controversial is that to say that God gave me AI? But I will go ahead and say that. To make these songs for Jesus, for the Lord. And now I can listen to music that glorifies Christ, that I don't just listen to it. Like, I make these songs to build myself up in the holy faith, to pour out my heart to the Lord, to hear Bible verses through this music, and be able to listen to it and to the beats I enjoy while I'm at the gym, while I'm walking around. It doesn't have to be all contemporary worship, you know? So I feel so grateful that I can do that.
But what I love about it is your voice, though.
Thank you.
I love that. I love that. You have a beautiful, you're blessed with a beautiful voice. And you just keep rocking it, okay? You just keep
Thank you so much.
You keep rocking the flock. So that's what this show is all about. Well, you said you play the keyboard, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we know that's the instrument that you play. What is an instrument that you currently don't play but would like to learn how to?
That's a good question. You know, not really. I'm not really interested in playing instruments anymore.
Okay.
I have done that, been there. Maybe I would go back to playing piano a little bit more often. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm more focused on production. Maybe I would like to mix, like, create songs in DAW, because I do need to make, like, extended versions. I want to be able to have more just... I want to be able to express myself creatively through technology more than through instruments. And the most instrument that I want to learn how to play is my voice, because, you know, I've always been told that I don't know how to sing, like, I cannot sing. So I'm always so self-conscious. And when I start putting out these songs, like, I majorly use AI for voice. Sometimes I would use my own voice, but I don't like those songs. Like, I wouldn't listen to them. But now... more and more I'm coming out of this shell where I'm like, okay, you know what? I want to sing more. Like, maybe I can sing. So this is the one instrument that I want to use more, is my own personal voice.
That's cool, because that's a different way to look at it. I like that.
Yeah. Because singing is not easy. Not easy at all.
No, it's not. Well, how many projects do you have on the table right now?
I have a couple of projects. Right now I'm on a school break until the end of July. So I'm trying to do as much as I can, but I just came out with the album Trustful EP, and it's on Psalms. Now I'm doing, many more Psalms in queue, and another album that I'm going to be working on is Psalms. So that I have also... I'm thinking about releasing, like, song by song. Right now I'm just waiting for release of another song that I just put out, but I want to stay open. I get a song, I write it, I put it out. I don't want to hold on to things anymore, because I was holding on to things for a long time. And now I'm like, I create it, I put it out. The only thing that I'm holding and I'm going to be sitting on, because I want to be intentional about what I'm doing here, and I want to play with sound and with, like, hurts, you know,
mm-hmm.
is Psalms, my next Psalms album.
Well, I'm honored, because now I have two songs in the library from you. I have No God Like You.
Mm-hmm.
And then one you sent about 10 minutes before this interview started, called Holy Ground. Which one would you want to talk about?
I would like to talk about Holy Ground, since we've talked about No God Like You, although nobody heard it. But I'm really proud of this song, Holy Ground. It's what I just wrote recently, so I'm really resonating with it. I'm feeling it. And I also did my own vocals, because it's something so intimate and so precious that I felt in my spirit that I really want to say it with my own words. Even though when I do AI songs, it's still like me speaking, you know, because think about, it's a voice similar to mine, but better, of course. But think about all the expensive technology think about all these singers that they don't even sound like that in real life, because they have all this expensive technology. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at it this way. So still... But this way, I just really wanted to express it and say it with my own voice, with my own heart, with my own lips, and talk about this song for sure.
All right. Why the title Holy Ground?
Holy Ground is a ground of worship, a ground where God is present. You know, Holy Ground is going back to, I'm referencing Moses, when he encountered the bush that doesn't burn up, that keeps burning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Lord there. He encountered God, and God said, Moses, take your shoes off. You're standing on the holy ground.
Mm.
The ground where I am present. This is where you're supposed to worship. You know,
And see, I love this because we talked about it off air. You know, we have a song on the show that I have in my back pocket all the time from Dorothy, and her title is Holy Ground too. And I love it because just it reminds us just like that ground that Moses stood on. You know, every step we take, and no matter what situation of life we're in, we're stepping on holy ground because you said it, Anastasia. God is always with us. Whether we're walking in his plan, out of his plan, have our back turned to him, have our face towards him, he is there.
Mm-hmm. Especially after, look, he sanctifies you and he makes himself at home in you. Now you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Like, how much holier can that get, you know?
Well, how would you like to do a world premiere and introduce your brand new song that I'm not even going to call hot off the press? It's not even, it is so, it's, this is really neat. This is prime. I'm just going to call it prime.
It is prime. Like, as we are recording this now, it hasn't been released yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, I guess it will be Sunday, won't it?
I think so. It should. It just takes a couple of days. I'm waiting to hear back from distributors, but it should be coming out soon. And I have posted a couple of previews. I have posted a little explanation about it, and I'm just so excited. And
it is amazing.
Ready to hear it.
I'm gonna tell people they better. When you go to the amusement park and you pick the biggest roller coaster, get ready. Because you know that click, click, climb to get to the top and you know something big's coming. Holy ground is it.
Yes, it's true worship song of worship and adoration. Because, you know, Christian song doesn't necessarily mean worship. Some songs are prayers. Mm-hmm. Some are reflections, some are testimonies, and some songs are true worship when you're standing at the feet of Jesus. So this song is referencing three worship moments. First one is from Revelation, where the creatures and the elders, they're standing and saying, "Holy, holy, holy to the Lord God, to the Lamb of God, to Jesus Christ." Then I'm referencing to Moses, that he's standing on holy ground. And then to Mary, when she's pouring out his oil at the feet of Jesus. You know, she saved her oil for Jesus to worship him in that way. And those three moments, they're all worship. And, you know, when I was writing this song, I felt like I was there for all three moments. I felt like I could embody it, all three moments, in that one song. That's why it just means so much to me. It's throughout the timeline of eternity, you know, imagine. And how wonderful that we have Bible, that we can read it all, you know, and when Amen. We read it, we can kind of imagine it. And God opens the eyes of our heart that we don't just read, but we're like, wow, I can feel it, you know.
Well, why don't you go ahead and intro the song and we're going to go and play it because I know everything's going to work out and it'll be out on all social media platforms and it's going to be right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's too cool. That is awesome.
All glory to God.
All glory to God. So intro it for us.
Yes, this is holy ground. This is song of worship and adoration. This is a love song for the one and only Jesus Christ, for the Lion and the Lamb, for our King and Savior. Amen.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining the show this week from Brooklyn, New York, Christian EDM artist, Anastasia Tolstikova. Anastasia, you've been a blessing to hear what just to hear what God did with your life. It was really neat to hear that in this interview. It was really neat to hear your brand new song, which is just off. It's off the charts good. I love it. So I'm glad people got to listen to it, because if that doesn't rev you up, no cup of coffee has enough caffeine to get you going like Holy Ground does.
Amazing. Praise God. You know, if ever you're at work after lunch, you're feeling sleepy, that's what you should turn on.
pop it in. Well, Anastasia, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Yes, let's do that.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity, Lord, to spend with your child. God, I ask you to, I just ask you, Heavenly Father, just to keep your arms wrapped around Anastasia. Lord, thank you for her family. Bless her music. Lord, as she sits down at the computer and uses the gifts that you have given her, this technology, Lord, that the world can use for whatever, but Heavenly Father, bless her with it. God, continue to give her the wisdom, to give her the knowledge, Heavenly Father, to expand your kingdom. God, protect her family. Lord, lift them up and bless each and every step of their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
There you go. You are a true superstar.
Thank you so much. Praise God. I'm happy that I'm alive to tell the story, you know, and that God saw me fit to give me these songs, you know, and that I can live and experience his goodness and grace every day, the way he changed my life. I can never just live and pretend like it was all me, like it's something I deserved, it's something that I pulled myself out, or I got myself out of addiction. Nothing of this was me. This was all glory of God. Anything that I did by myself completely ruined and made my life really sad and scary. God pulled me out. And he can transform lives. Only he can.
Well, how can people connect with you?
Connect with me on Instagram or TikTok. Instagram, my artist name is Anastasia Tolstikova, Anastasia Tolstikova, the same as my name. And my handle is Anastasia_Stacy with 3 Ys.
Why 3 Ys?
It's like Stacy.
I love it. Oh man, I love that. That was pretty. That was good.
Yeah. There was a time where I thought Stacy is a cool name. You know, when I just came to America, I was trying to be like Americanized. So I was like, Anastasia, nobody's gonna call me that. What can they call me? Nancy, Stacy. And trying all these names on.
Well, as we close the show, do you have any final thing to say? Any final thought?
I know that everybody who comes here, they bring a Bible verse.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share a Bible verse from from the Message translation, from the Passion translation, and it's from Psalm 52. It's also, I have a song that is based on these verses. When God just saved my life, these verses really stood out for me. So they've been really, you know, meaningful in my life. And this is Psalm 52, verses 8-9 in the Passion translation, and they read like this. But I am like a flourishing olive tree, anointed in the house of God. I trust in the unending love of God. His passion toward me is forever and ever. Because it is finished, I will praise you forever and give you thanks. Before all your godly lovers, I will proclaim your beautiful name.
You know? Wow. I don't think we could end the show in any better way.
I have goosebumps.
Anastasia, God bless you. Keep, just like I said, keep doing it. Keep going to those dark rooms and light them up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Greg. And thank you for everybody who's listening, for everybody who's sharing this moment with me and everybody who's receiving God's goodness and grace. God bless you all. God loves you so much and have a wonderful week.
That's Anastasia Tolstikova right here on Rock the Flock Radio.